You're listening to SBS News.
Australians were warned a recession was imminent. Now Australian Bureau of Statistics figures confirm the economy contracted by 7% in the June quarter. It's the largest quarterly fall and marks the start of Australia's first recession since 1991. GDP dipped 0.3% the previous quarter. In the Parliament, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison said it's a grim milestone.
This is a devastating day for Australia. The COVID-19 global recession and pandemic that has impacted the world has impacted Australia. Australians know that's the case, Mr. Speaker. Australians know, Mr. Speaker, that many, many months ago that this day would come. And Mr. Speaker, as the pandemic continues to have its impact, not just here, Mr. Speaker, but all around the world, there will be further difficult days ahead.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has labelled it a COVID recession.
Today's national accounts confirm the devastating impact on the Australian economy from COVID-19. Our record run of 28 consecutive years of economic growth has now officially come to an end. The cause, a once-in-a-century pandemic. The effect, a COVID-19 induced recession.
The COVID-19 lockdowns have collapsed discretionary spending, services, imports and exports. Household savings soared to 19.8%, its highest level since 1974. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government isn't doing enough to help struggling Australians.
For the government to say, oh well, we're doing better than Donald Trump's America, that means nothing to people who've already lost a job. The international comparisons, the comparisons with what the government expected 3 months ago, are cold comfort for Australians who are unemployed, Australians who could become unemployed in the coming months, or small business people wondering how they'll hang on.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has questioned whether now is the time to taper down the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme. Scott Morrison defended the government's decision.
Australia is in the worst recession in almost a century. Isn't this the worst time for the Prime Minister to be cutting JobKeeper, cutting JobSeeker, and cutting wages?
The each-way bets of the Leader of the Opposition. He says JobKeeper should be extended, but it should be transitioned. He said it should be higher, and he says it should be lower, Mr. Speaker. What the Australian people know is the each-way bet plan of the Leader of the Opposition is no one that you can trust in a crisis, Mr. Speaker.
One thing both parties agree on is that migration will be crucial for the nation's economic recovery. 17 professions have been given high-priority migration status in critical sectors, among them psychiatrists, GPs, midwives, registered nurses, and software engineers. Labor's immigration spokeswoman Christina Keneally says the government is lacking a plan.
The question has to be asked, what is the government doing about training and skills for Australians when there is a genuine skills shortage? So, while we will accept, as a country, skilled migration where there's a skills shortage, the real challenge for this government is to outline how they're going to provide the skills and the training for Australians to fill those skill gaps.
As for the way out of the recession, the Treasurer says it will be a long road.
Well, it's a different recession to previous recessions that we've seen in Australia. It's faster and deeper than what we saw in the 80s and 90s. In those recessions, it took longer for the unemployment rate to rise as it has. And after those recessions, it took longer than we certainly are hoping for people to get back to work.
Scott Morrison is adamant the economy will recover.
To open up Australia, to ensure that we are not that dislocated nation. A dislocated nation, Mr. Speaker, is not success. That is a continued resignation to the virus. And Australia will not resign to this virus, Mr. Speaker. And our economy will not resign to this virus.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.